Well, with him and with Rosalie, what seems to be going on, and Rosalie said what's going on, and I said that as you lose vision, as the visual parts of the brain are no longer getting any input, they become hyperactive and excitable, and they start to fire spontaneously, and you start to see things. The things you see can be very complicated indeed. With another patient of mine who also had some vision, the vision she had could be disturbing. On one occasion, she said she saw a man in a striped shirt in a restaurant, and he turned round, and then he divided into six figures in striped shirts who started walking towards her, and then the six figures came together like a concertina. Once, when she was driving, or rather her husband was driving, the road divided into four, and she felt herself going simultaneously up four roads. She had very mobile hallucinations as well. A lot of them had to do with a car. Sometimes she would see a teenage boy sitting on the hood of the car. He was very tenacious, and he moved rather gracefully when the car turned, and then when they came to a stop, boy would do a sudden vertical takeoff 100 foot in the air and then disappear. Another patient of mine had a different sort of hallucination. This was a woman who didn't have trouble with her eyes, but the visual parts of her brain, a little tumor in the occipital cortex. And above all, she would see cartoons. And these cartoons would be transparent and would cover half the visual field, like a screen. And especially, she saw cartoons of Kermit the Frog. Now, I don't watch Sesame Street, but she made a point of saying, why Kermit? She said, Kermit the Frog means nothing to me. You know, I mean, I was wondering about Freudian determinants. Why Kermit? Kermit the Frog means nothing to me.